Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
This is episode number 5, How to Find Your G-Spot.
Hello and welcome to the Erin May Henry Show. I am your host, mentor, and friend, Erin, and I'm here to teach you how to show up and feel confident to be unapologetically yourself and get paid for it. This podcast is all about personal branding, and we dive deep into topics such as mindset, growing a global community, social media marketing, and building your online empire. If this is our first time meeting, then welcome, my beautiful friend. I am so incredibly excited to have you here. When I'm not podcasting, you can usually find me on my YouTube channel, All About Business and Mindset, hanging with my community in the May Collective Facebook group, or of course, drinking a wine somewhere down in sunny Australia. All of which you are totally welcome to join me. If you're ready to shake things up and step up to the plate as the game changer that you were created to be, then this is the podcast for you. So let's jump in to today's episode. Hello, 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 and welcome to another episode, my beautiful dear friends. Now, in today's episode, I'm actually going to be talking about how to find your G-spot. And I wanted to say that if right now you were thinking that I've gone completely rogue and I'm going to start a sex ed podcast instead, then you were right. I am so joking. I would be literally terrible at a sex podcast. No, no, no. Today, what we're actually going to be talking about is finding your G-zone or your genius zone. So basically, we're going to be talking about how to find your niche or that sustainable interest, you know, that one thing that you can really become known for, because that is one of those core pillars of having a profitable and memorable personal brand. So what we're going to do is we're going to be talking about how you can go about finding that one topic that you can just really master. You know, if you remember back to episode 2, we spoke about those 6 pillars of a personal brand and branding yourself online. If you haven't listened to that episode yet, then I would definitely go back and recommend that you do so either now or after this. But one of those pillars, as I just mentioned, really was having that mastery element. You know, it explored this concept of specialization and why it's so important for becoming known that you commit yourself to something. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. I'm actually going to be teaching you how to uncover your G-spot or your G-zone. I'm going to be interchangingly referring it to as your genius or your mastery or your sustainable interest or your niche, because that is what you'll most commonly hear it called across the internet. But really what I'm referring to is that one thing that is going to unlock your potential and take your personal brand to the next level. I'm excited and I'm going to pretty much jump straight in. Now, what I kind of wanted to touch upon first was, because this is something that I've experienced myself and that I know so many people hold themselves back from deciding on a particular niche or specialization or mastery topic because they're afraid that it might not be the right one. And if you are multi-passionate or if you're just someone who has a host of different interests, choosing one specific thing can be really scary. But what I want to provide you with is the confidence that just because you choose something now, it doesn't mean that this is the only thing that you're ever going to be able to do for the rest of your life, right? The position that most of us are in is we really are starting from scratch. We don't already have an audience, a large following, or, you know, lots of capital behind us to really just come out of the gates charging and already have the successful business. Most of us really are starting from ground zero. We have no money. We have no audience. In this case, there needs to be something that we start with that we can really become known for, that we can master. And as we grow, as we become known to more people and more audiences, then we can expand. Tony Robbins, you wouldn't even really know what his niche was. He talks about finance, he talks about life,
relationships, adventure, you know, lots of different things, travel, life coaching, NLP. What's Tony's core zone of genius? Who goddamn knows? Nobody does. But in the beginning, he was really, really focused on those kind of NLP ways in which helping people overcome their addictions, their negative habits, and their phobias. That's really where Tony Robbins started. So even he started with a niche, but as he became more known, as his audience and his business grew and his brand grew, then he expanded out to different topics. But the thing is, in the beginning, you have to become known for something. Now, additionally to that, you don't have to settle on the perfect thing for you. You just have to get started and start exploring things. You might start and choose that you really want to be in interior design. And as you go, recognize that you really don't have the passion that you thought you would and start moving into maybe photography, because maybe you found through your interior design work that you really, really loved to take the photos. You might even from there realize photography is not something I can see myself doing for the rest of my life, but I loved putting the photos online and I loved building the business around and the website around my photography and my interior design. Maybe I'm supposed to be a web developer. Clarity comes from action, not thought, as Marie Forleo always says. So when it comes to finding your specialization, your niche, just start with something and go from there. The hindrance that I see so many people succumbing to is that they're trying to figure out, they're trying to think their way into finding the perfect mastery for them, the perfect niche for them, but they never actually do anything. They don't create anything. They don't build anything. They don't get out and get their hands dirty, and therefore they don't move forward. You're better off just saying, okay, this is the thing I'm going to start with. And in the first couple of years, it's going to change. It's going to ebb. It's going to flow. It's going to evolve. And that is absolutely fine as well. I have changed my niche so many times since I started my online journey. As you may know, my very first niche, my very first area of specialization was kind of lifestyle fitness. That has nothing to do with personal branding. That's how far I've come. You know, lifestyle fitness kind of evolved into mindset and personal development, which evolved into business, which evolved into startup businesses. When I very first started my coaching, I was helping people with startup businesses. And that, as I've got more into it, as I've got deeper, as I've got my hands dirtier and dirtier down in the mud, I've realized and refined, and I've gotten to the point where I found something that I'm extremely passionate about and also found lots of holes in the market about, and that is personal branding for creatives and entrepreneurs. I know there's a lot of information out there for personal branding for employees and people who want to climb up the corporate ladder, but there isn't a lot for people who are out there wanting to know specifically how to become known online and be themselves and get paid for it. So that is what I am now doing. It's not where I started, but you have to start. So please just recognize that it's really, really important to just do something in the beginning and don't be attached to the thought that that's the only thing you're going to be doing for the rest of your life. Now, the first thing that I do want to also mention, and I'm gonna be honest, this is kind of just an epiphany that I actually had yesterday. It can't just be about passion or life purpose. I think so many of us are kind of, well, on the life purpose side of things, so many of us are really putting this really hard pressure on finding our niche and our sustainable interest because we feel that it needs to just be this aha moment, like, oh, I found my purpose in life. That's it. That's why I was put here. Like this profound experience, like an almost like godly message has come down to you and bestowed upon you this path that you were created to follow. It's not like that. It's not that profound. Your life purpose, and this is the realization that I had yesterday, for all of us, our life purpose is to just be the best version of ourselves that we can be, to inspire others to contribute, and most of all, to just have a freaking awesome time while we're here. Honestly, at the end of the day, that is what life purpose is all about. And if it so happens that on your way you do something really, really awesome, you make yourself known, you become famous, you build this epic career, you have an awesome family, you have great friends, all of this other stuff, that is all just icing on the cake. That is all of the stuff. But at the end of the day, your purpose in life is to just be yourself and just to be awesome and to just enjoy each and every single day. Now, This is why I want to explain this, because I don't want you to feel like you have to have this life-changing kind of realization when it comes to figuring out your niche. It's not like that. And I don't necessarily think it needs to be your passion, right? I think you need to be passionate about it, but it doesn't necessarily need to be your passion, right? And I know that sounds really confusing, but it can't just be about passion. You know what I mean? Your one passion. You know, a lot of people are passionate about reading. A lot of people are passionate about picnics. A lot of people are passionate about barbecues. A lot of people are passionate about knitting. A lot of people are passionate about watching Netflix with their friends. You know, there's lots of things that we are passionate about that we really enjoy doing and that light us up inside, but they aren't going to be the premise of a successful online business. It needs to be more than passion. And I know I'm kind of really rocking the pants off most of the business and personal development gurus out there, but passion, it just isn't enough. You have to be passionate about it. Yes, of course. It's not sustainable unless you enjoy it and you're passionate about it. But you can't just pluck one of your passions out of thin air and then just expect, just because you really enjoy that thing, that it's going to be successful. You know, when it comes to finding your genius, it has to be a part of your story. Yes, absolutely. It has to be a part of you. But there are so many other keys to this. There are so many other parts to this. So yes, it needs to be something that you enjoy, but more so than that, it needs to be something that you are really, really able to learn a lot about and talk about for the rest of your life. And I think a really, really good indicator is asking yourself this question. When it comes to finding that one thing, can you answer the same question about this topic over and over and over and over again and still be happy to talk about it? Because that is one of the key premises of finding something that you are going to be a thought leader in. You are going to get the exact same question over and over and over again. I mean, there's going to be a multitude of those exact same questions. But the thing is, in your inbox, on Instagram, Facebook, at speaking gigs, at networking events, on your website, on your comments, on your blogs, on your podcasts, on your YouTube channel, when you meet people, they're going to ask you the same question over and over again. How many times do you think Gary Vaynerchuk has been asked about social media or how to start a business? How many times do you think Tony Robbins has been asked about how do I overcome this limiting belief? Over and over and over again. So it really needs to be one of those things that you have such an interest in, yes, but it can't just be something that you're passionate about, that you enjoy doing. It needs to be something that is going to be sustainable to you. But then again, beyond that, there really are other pieces to this puzzle. And something I really like to say, a little kind of quote that I do have in terms of this, is when it comes to choosing this niche, when it comes to choosing this genius, it needs to be derived from something that you're interested in, something that you're passionate about, but it needs to be backed by skill and sustainability. And that's just what I was speaking about then. It needs to be something that, you know, you're going to be interested in for years to come. Even if it does change, you ebb, evolve, grow, and all of that, like I spoke about in the beginning, you know, that one core thing will always be a part of you when you do find it. So sustainability needs to be a huge part of that. So you really need to be able to choose something that you are going to be able to just fully immerse yourself in, you know, talk about each and every single day, learn everything there is to know about that topic. You know, it needs to be something that as soon as you find it, the first thing you're doing is going and looking up the origin and the history of how that thing came to be, and you are interested in the things that you are reading about. That's why I think passion is just not enough. You know, I am passionate about music. As you guys know, I talk about it all the time. I'm really passionate about it, but I could not see myself talking to people about music for the rest of my life. I have no interest in learning absolutely everything there is about music. And that just kind of gives you a good idea of, like, I'm so passionate about it. I do talk about it all the time, but it's not something I can see being that one thing that I am becoming known for. So it just goes a little bit beyond passion. It really needs to be something that you are willing to just fully immerse yourself in, learn about, answer the same question for. You need to be passionate about it, but don't just pluck out one of those passions.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
And then the other keys to this is that's really important when you do kind of find that thing that you're interested in, that you're willing to kind of immerse yourself in. The second questions that you do need to ask yourself is, could this be profitable? And is there demand? Two huge parts of actually being able to start a business. Is there a demand for this? Are people actively out there searching for answers to this question? Are people actively out there buying products for this particular industry or for this particular problem? Are people consistently on Google or YouTube or any other search engine style platforms, Pinterest, searching for information about this particular product? You have to be able to ascertain whether there is a great enough demand for you to have a large enough impact. And I mean, this is going to depend on the variability of the topic that you do choose and also the desired knownness, that's not a word, the desired amount of impact that you desire to have. Maybe you want to be a local hero, you know, you really are interested in teaching tango to elderly people in Bendigo. That might just be your passion. That might be something, I mean, it's sustainable. Absolutely. People are always going to be getting old. People need to move. People are becoming more active. Bendigo is not going anywhere. It's absolutely sustainable. There could be a demand. I really haven't done the research for it, but it's not going to have that global impact. But if you're okay with that, if that's the kind of vision that you have for your life, then go for it. You've got to ascertain what the demand is and how that kind of matches up with your vision. If you want to have a global impact, you need to be putting yourself, positioning yourself within a global problem. A global opportunity slash problem, something that people globally are going to be talking about, searching about, thinking about, talking about. And then also the profitability side of things. Are people going to pay for this? A ridiculous example that I quite often use when I'm trying to articulate this to people is fresh air. You know, you might be super, super, super passionate. You might be an environmentalist and you might be super passionate about the planet and making sure that there are enough trees so that people can breathe freely and that the oxygen is circulating. And of course, there is a demand for fresh air. I mean, pretty big demand if you ask me. People just aren't going to pay for it. People aren't going to be getting their credit cards out. People aren't up at 3 a.m. Googling, how do I get more fresh air? You know, if you are, then you should probably be in a hospital. And unless you're thinking about starting a hospital, then people are probably not going to pay you for that. So, you know, it really needs to be something that you can say with confidence that people are going to get their credit cards out for this. This is so much of an issue or an opportunity that people are willing to hand over their credit cards. There's so much of an emotional attachment to people getting results in this particular area that they are willing to, you know, put in their PayPal details and pay you for that type of service or product. So the three parts that are really important when it comes to figuring out your genius zone and what is going to be that one thing that you can become known for, then you really need to think about, yes, okay, passion, huge part of it, need to be passionate about it, obviously. People don't create awesome things, innovative things, unless there's passion there. I don't want to misconstrue me saying, oh, just choose something that's profitable or in demand, but you know, because doing it for that reason, doing it for the money, it's not going to be sustainable. You'll burn out. If you don't have the passion there, if it's not something that you're super interested in or good at, then you will burn out. You'll hate it. You might as well go get a 9-to-5 job because you will hate it. But you need to be passionate about it, but you can't just pluck one of your passions out of the ceiling and be like, yep, this will do. Oh, I do love bike riding. Let's do something with this. I mean, you could if you thought it was sustainable enough, it was in demand and you knew you could make a profit from it. But you really need to think beyond just passion. There needs to be interest. There needs to be skill. You need to be able to answer the same question over and over and over and over and over and over and over again when people consistently ask you the same things about that particular topic until, you know, so comes time that you can expand and start talking about other things. But you also need to be able to learn absolutely everything you can about it. You have to have enough interest that every single book that you see that pertains to that particular topic, you are magnetized to picking up and purchasing that book and reading each and every single word in it. You need to be watching every single video there is on YouTube. You need to be talking to every single person that you can find that will listen, that wants to talk about that topic. I know this sounds like an obsession. It should be. Honestly, I'm not going to sugarcoat it and say, oh yeah, you know, it's like a part-time thing. You can be kind of interested in this and do all of these other things. If you really want to become known, you have to obsess. There needs to be that one kind of thing that you really, really just are so consumed with figuring out more about it or learning more about it or innovating within it that you are so addicted to the information about it. And then obviously figuring out whether or not there is demand for that. And there's lots of different research techniques that you can do for this. This is something that we cover extensively in the Game Changer Collective. I teach people actually how to go out and do the proper research, not just the surface level research like, oh yeah, there's a bunch of Facebook groups about this, must be profitable. No, how do you go out there and both do the market and consumer research that you need to do to figure out everything that you need to know about the profitability and the demand of that particular niche and whether or not it is going to be sustainable for you. You can ascertain that from asking yourself, can I answer those questions over and over again? But also, is it going to be sustainable for a business? Is it going to make you enough money to scale and grow to the vision that you have? And again, that's going to be different for everyone. That's absolutely fine. But the vision that you have, if it's global success, global fame, global impact, or if it's something more modest, it doesn't matter. But you need to ascertain whether or not there is an alignment between those two things, between your vision and the availability of demand for that particular niche, for that particular genius zone. So just to summarize, this was a much shorter episode. I think I'm getting a little bit better. And I know this is kind of stuff that I have covered off before, either on the YouTube channel or in the Facebook group, but I just think it's information that we need to hear over and over again until we really get it. Because there still are people out there who are just kind of floundering around saying that they want a business, but not knowing exactly where to start. This is where you start. You start with an obsession of consumption of information about your particular area of, you know, sustainable interest. And then you learn everything you possibly can about it. You do the necessary research to figure out everything that you need to know in order to start a business. Then you build. It's not about just starting a Facebook page. It's not about just building a website. You have to do the groundwork first. Unless you've already had experience in it because you've worked in an industry or a company where you've been working on this particular thing for 10 years and then you're making the leap into freelancer and entrepreneurship, or if you've been studying it for the past 5 or 10 years, or if it's something that you've been obsessing about since you were little. If you're starting, you know, somewhere in the middle and you're interested in it, but you don't know enough about it yet, give yourself the pleasure of time to just learn absolutely everything you can about it. I cannot stress that enough. You know, now that's not to say you don't start branding yourself and putting yourself out there, but like that's where you start. That is where you should start. You should be picking up books. You should be getting onto every, you know, known trustable source on the internet. I'm, you know, politely declining Wikipedia over here. You don't want to be giving people wrong facts, but, you know, find all the information that you possibly can about that and start putting yourself out there, start talking about it, start learning about it, start obsessing about it, start researching, doing that proper research. Oh my God. I feel like crying sometimes when I talk about this because I can't even explain. Like I'm speechless at how many people I see starting a business and they just have done no research. I know it's boring AF. I understand that. Well, I mean, it's boring collecting data, collating data, but the information and the insights that you're getting from that should be interesting to you. If it's not interesting to you, then there's kind of a problem here because again, it's like doing that research about the history of your topic. If you're not interested enough to hear what people say about the thing that you're going to be building your business and life around, should you really be building your business and life around that thing? Probably not. So make sure you're interested in it, obviously. Really driving in all these same points. I think I've just repeated myself over and over again in this episode. But find that thing that you're passionate about. Yes, it's not just your passion. It's not just a passion that you've plucked out of the sky, something you're interested in and you're willing to talk about. Do the research, do all the research, learn everything you possibly can about it, ascertain whether or not it's there in demand and it's profitable. And there you go. You have your G-spot. I really hope this episode was helpful for you. I really hope that it gives you a little bit of a better understanding of where to start in terms of building a profitable brand, becoming known online. And, you know, I love to just kind of end on a high note. Just think of all the things that you could do. Like when you start putting yourself in the trenches and really trying to figure out what your genius zone is. Give yourself the luxury of time to also dream big. Like picture yourself or visualize yourself writing books, going, you know, on paid press trips to go speak to people about this topic, being on panels, being on TV, being interviewed, being in magazines, being on a airplane because you're about to go, you know, be interviewed by Forbes or Oprah. Just visualize what can come if you just really apply yourself to one thing. Think of all the people that you know that you really look up to and figure out that they got to where they were today because they just mastered their craft. That's what it's all about. I really hope this was helpful. Thank you so much for sticking with me to the end if you did so. And I will see you in the next episode. So that is it, my dear friend, for today's episode. I really, really hope that it was valuable to you. I really hope that you got some information that you can take away to really start growing a profitable and memorable personal brand and just show up for life being unapologetically yourself. I would be super, super grateful if you could take just a couple of moments of your time to leave me a review on iTunes and subscribe to the podcast if you have not already. I really appreciate you listening today. Thank you so much, and I will see you in the next episode.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.